Gentlemen, we've made that statement several times over the history of our show, ladies and gentlemen, but dude, I would give you guys like 100% right to put us in podcast jail. So karma hit us, guys. Karma fucking hit us, and it hit me directly when it comes to Twitter, ladies and gentlemen. So first and foremost, before we get into the show, obviously, like I said, this is True Speech, guys. At long last, we're back. It's been over a month, man. Month hiatus, a month of no truth speech. However, we have been damn active on Twitter. We were very active on Twitter. In fact, probably about for more than a few hours, probably. But like, dude, if you've seen my screen time on my phone, that is the biggest damn downfall that there is for anyone that uses a phone, and chaotically, at least. I mean, dude, I don't use it chaotically, man. I just use it to absorb information, you know what I mean? But nevertheless, like I said, this is part three. We're back. It is lovely. May 18th already, wow. Why was my dumbass thinking April was after May? No, May is after April. So, damn, we're already in the month of May. It's May already? Holy shit, dude. I've been really behind. There's been a lot going on, ladies and gentlemen. Like, just in the regular world, in my world, and everyone's world, dude. So much happening, so much reoccurring, so much news to break, so much things to talk about, discuss, break down here. What better place to do it rather than a truth speech platform, ladies and gentlemen? And first and foremost, like I said, you can give us a follow over on social media. We're not suspended there. We're not locked out of our account there. So, and when I mean locked out, I'll mention what I'm talking about in a second here, but a True Speech Pod on Instagram, on Twitter, and Threads as well. And also, ladies and gentlemen, an announcement to make on top of that, because we have not been back since this shift, since the change. But guys, ladies and gentlemen, we have officially moved our podcasting studio. I mean, it's obviously our mobile studio that was curated via the Forecasters, Forecasters app. You know, for the longest time, we've been utilizing Spotify for podcasts to generate our podcast for like the last 7+ years, right? And we've been doing the show for a decade, so when we first started, man, we never used, we used one and then went straight to just Apple Podcasts back in the day. But now we have we've moved over to, I think it's RSS.com. RSS.com is like, it hosts podcasts and stuff like that. So it's pretty much the same. Everything's exactly the same. Everything, all the shows, that's one of the most beneficial parts, because, and if you wanted to know the reason behind changing, was because the Four Podcasters app, you know, like the mobile app, you know, just everything, the publishing, the everything about that app was like super perfect, right? So in a way, we kind of moved on to our own place, We moved to our own space, and we moved to, you know, we took the RSS link, aka the homepage. Like, you know, if you click on the podcast's homepage, it's going to take you to the website directly. So this is our first podcast officially under the RSS banner. Ladies and gentlemen, Spotify for podcasts, obviously, we're available everywhere still. Ladies and gentlemen, we might be in more podcasts too. More podcast platforms, excuse me. So Spotify for podcasts as well. Everything is still exactly the same. If you've already subscribed, you don't need to worry about resubscribing. It's just a matter if you haven't subscribed and all that. Everything will still be the same. This show will still be the same. Everything. It's just more the background details and stuff like that. So, like I said, if you haven't subscribed, be sure to subscribe and be sure to check out our outlandish tweets there. And to go back to what we were just saying about locked out, or AKA suspended or locked out. I got myself locked out of Twitter yesterday. I think it's been like 24 plus hours. I didn't even know what I said, man. I mean, suspensions and hate speech and everything, you know, free speech is under attack in America. And just in general, not just in America, but just in the world. But obviously, like I said, that's a different story for another day. Or maybe it's today's the fucking day that we can talk about that, eh? So I didn't even know what I said until I was reading it, because I guess like some number one golf player in the world, I can't even pronounce the name properly, but you know, I offered my 2 cents on there, and I said that the officer that was pushing in the meaning, like, you know, he's pressing the issue and you know, just in an unprofessional way, man. I don't know. I mean, I don't know the fucking story. So, I mean, I'm obviously, like I said, in a way, karma hit us with not having the show for the first time. I mean, obviously, doing the show for the longest time and then having to deal with that. So, wasn't the worst thing in the world, ladies and gentlemen. But let's talk about one of the better things, one of the best things, one of the most probably exciting things to happen to the show in our absence as well. As you know, that we have mentioned all the previous platforms. We're available on all these previous platforms. Spotify, Apple, all the other major podcast providers. But the one that we weren't on for the longest time, the one we have never been on before until obviously now, but now it's been like a month or so plus. And since we've been on their platform, we actually haven't done a show, so I was like discombobulated because of that, dude. And what the fuck images are these? Did I take these by accident on my iPad? I'm looking at the iPad. Sorry, guys. But now, as you know, if you have checked out and have kept up with the social media, we're on Amazon Music as well, ladies and gentlemen. You can stream our show on Amazon Music. They now promote podcasts. I mean, they obviously did. They promoted podcasts for the longest time, but they're doing a lot more promoting now as of late, so that's really fucking awesome. So, yeah, True Speech is available on Amazon Music as well. My ass was about to say Amazon Prime. But speaking of Amazon fucking Prime, dude, I've been ordering Amazon Prime out the fucking ass. Out the fucking ass, up the fucking ass, in your fucking mouth. Good fucking God, dude. It's an addiction, dude. Got myself stuck on it. But I'm not ashamed. All I have to do personally is make sure I order the fucking right parts. Because I'm not one of those motherfuckers that will do fucking returns. The people in person are little bitches. Then again, I don't even want to have to worry about it. I was just talking about it to Julie the other day. I'm like, dude, you know, I'm not someone that will think about having to return anything. No, I mean, ego-wise, I like to say that I like to think that I don't need to order anything that I would want to return. I mean, in a way, like, I don't think that I should, anything that I buy, anything that I put my money towards, anything that I invest in, I'm 100% invested in it, you know what I mean? I'm 100% invested in it. I mean, 100%. I mean, obviously, like, shit. Like, if your fucking shit's broken or something. Like, if you got a new TV or some shit. Or tablet. Or dildo. If you're a woman. I'm just kidding. Dude, it's been a while since you've been back on this motherfucker platform. Let's get a little ripped here on the beginning of the show, man. It's about to be 10 minutes in for the first time in a month or so. Not to mention, it's probably the second day since being back from one of the probably worst fast-paced colds, flus, COVID, 2024 virus, whatever the fuck it was, dude. This is day two back since then. Dude, like the first 14 hours of that cold when I did have it, you know, going back a couple of days. Now, it was one of the worst fucking colds to date, dude. I mean, the worst fucking colds to date. On top of that, dude. On top of just being zapped of any fucking kind of energy, dude. Zapped of any fucking kind of energy. I mean, on top of that, dude. On top of that. On top of that. No fucking way to sleep. Because I have the biggest fucking ass headache in the whole fucking planet. You know how you can have a big fucking headache, right? And still be able to sleep. And, you know, like, the sleep allegedly makes you better. It does. But I'm telling you, this one would not let me sleep. And, interesting, though, like, it wasn't contagious, though. It didn't seem contagious, because no one around me that came around me that was close up, close quarters, whatever, sharing whatever the fuck it was, and breathing the same air, got sick or anything. I don't know if it's just me. I don't know if I touched the wrong thing at the store. But I was telling Julie the other day, I was reflecting on the way I was feeling. I thought to myself, I'm like, dude, I feel like because of the stress and all the different bullshit that I've, you know, obviously, like I said, 2024 has been more of a mentally challenging year in a lot of ways, but, you know, mentally it has amassed and turned into a physical thing as well. It's made it substantially difficult in a way. Meaning me getting through that virus, whatever the fuck it was, on the latest iOS update, whatever the fuck you call it, was a lot slower. So, like, my healing from it was a lot slower. It was a lot more labored. One thing positively, though, I did eat. I only snacked, though. And I was, as we mentioned, Amazon Prime earlier. So I had, like, a couple of Amazon Primes. And it's notoriously, like, the last time that I fucking had whatever fucking sickness or whatever, I had Prime packages as well. But, dude, both times, both things had in common. My ass did not want to open them because I just did not have no fucking energy, dude. It was crazy, dude. But I'm very grateful for that. Dude, my headache lasted, like, my headache just barely ended yesterday. You know, I had the longest fucking headache for a while. It was lasting, like, longer than 12 hours, dude. And I was just like, good fucking God. And I asked Julie, I was like, dude, is this gonna fucking be here forever? Is it, because she's a nurse and all that, so, you know, I she's my Google for nursing shit and all that. And I ask, and I'm like, is there such thing as fucking permanent headaches? Hey, shut the fuck up, you little faggot. God damn. Those trains are so fucking annoying, right? At least we're not like one of those motherfuckers that live right next to. Could you imagine living like right next to a fucking train, dude? Oh my God, that shit would be crazy. But alas, are we dreaming here? Is this weed? Is this weed right here? Oh yeah, it is. Hell yeah, that's awesome. Dude, sometimes you get so stoned and you see things that aren't there. Like, you see things that aren't there, but you see things that aren't what you thought they were. And that was my biggest thing. Who knows what I was doing with that? I didn't want to put no freaking, it either looked like weed or like a hot Cheeto or something like that. So it was very interesting. I'm glad I double checked that before that. Damn, we have no juice in the bottle. You aren't getting extra zooted here, ladies and gentlemen. Like I said, though, so what a fucking month off it's been, huh? It's been a while. It's damn good to be back. It's damn good to be here. Dude, there's like so much more that we have to uncover here on the show since we've got, how long has this been? Dude, the longer it's been, the more we have to say. You know what I mean? Hey, if I'm not mistaken, I have some, I don't know, I mean, I was thinking about it. By the way, and FYI, and just to break some news for you guys, we haven't been gone for a month or so, but we have some hidden footage. We have some hidden footage. We have, by the way, I didn't create this myself, but, I have, curated, as I say, a new edition of the True Speech podcast intro song on one of my favorite mixes of a famous DJ name, goes by the name of Valentino Ceroli, will be the main course and stuff like that. So yeah, man, I was thankful, like, I didn't have no responsibilities or I didn't have to work or nothing like that when I was sick, so, that's fucking awesome. That was awesome. It seems that God has my back to the most part. Like, for the most part, like, you know, people get it all confused and stuff when it comes down to, like, oh, man, they always just pray to their gods and whoever the fuck they're looking up to and all that. They only pray when things are bad. You gotta pray all the time. You gotta appreciate everything you got, no matter what the fuck it is. You know, no matter what the fuck happens, no matter what the fuck it is. And you gotta keep the humble roots, no matter what. So a lot of stuff going on in the world today, hey? What the fuck is up, man? What the fuck is up? Oh, so what I was going to mention is that we have some unaired footage. Oh yeah, I'm getting stoned here on this episode of True Speech. We have some unaired footage, some raw footage, and just raw and absolutely fucking badass as always. So we'll have that attached to this episode. Now, mind you, this is the most recent. Like I said, Saturday, May 18th. So obviously, like, the special editions and stuff like that. There's a couple, I mean, I think it's like 40 plus minutes of content. So 40 plus minutes of content. I was just yapping at myself. I was just getting at myself, barking at myself like one of those little ugly ass freaking chihuahua dogs. They're annoying the fuck out of me, dude. Barking, I'm just biting at, hitting, chomping at the bit to return. Like, dude, I have to fucking return already, dude. I have not retired. My Twitter account was locked, but I did not fall prone to the bullshit, and if that shows. That shows completely in its entirety, ladies and gentlemen. Anyways, even if we did have that account logged, that may not be where the most traction for my social media reach transpires from. You know what I mean? It's just meaning for the lesser minded people. If you don't get what I'm saying, like, that doesn't, that's not where I have the most followers. You know, I tend to think, and it's something, like, I know, it's something I think about all the time. From time to time. And I'm just like, I could tell so many people about the show. I see so many people all the damn time, so, like, working in customer service, dude, seeing customers all the time, having regulars come in all the time. That makes it so much easier, dude. Well, I mean, I'm forced to talk to them. There was one point in time where I wasn't able to. one point in time where I was scared shitless, dude. My first job was landscaping, dude. My first job was landscaping, and then I'm obviously, like, you know, you have your friends and stuff like that. You have your people that you talk to, right? But you don't, I mean, you don't really, in a way. I mean, we did deal with the quote-unquote public at times, but we did obviously public sites and all that. But when it comes to actively engaging and with public and stuff like that, dude, that is, that wasn't as much as it is in, obviously, today. It's 2024. So my first entry, I mean, I've been doing customer service since 2017. I got introduced to it in 2017. So I started customer service in 2017, but at the same time, I mean, I did landscaping, and, you know, I shifted back and forth, but dominantly I have done landscaping for like 6 years or so plus, and that leads, but customer service probably leaded more. I mean, done fast food and all that. So dealing with customers, both good and bad and high and everything under the sun. I was gonna say one other comment, but I don't want to get ran over. It's pretty damn cool. That's what I'm thinking. Like, dude, it's pretty damn cool. I enjoy it. You see all different walks of life. You see all the different types of people. You see everything. You see a little bit of everything. I mean, that makes it so unique. So many different walks of life, dude. Literally where I work, I feel like more people, like I said, I've talked about this so many times with, like, just amongst my friends and family and coworkers. I'm like, dude, everybody that comes through that store, I'm just like, I feel like more than anything that they're traveling. They are, though, factually. That's like when I meet people, some people are going to Nevada, Las Vegas, you know, just around the surrounding areas, man. There's some motherfuckers that come from Oregon, Texas. Shout out to my motherfuckers in Texas, my badass motherfuckers in Texas. I mean, not New York. I mean, probably, dude. Just everywhere, promise me. I promise you, that wouldn't bullshit when it comes to that. That's crazy, though. I mean, that's cool, though. That makes it really awesome, though. And obviously, like, you know, you meet all different walks of life, and you know, you get a better read of the world in a way. That's one thing I do, and one thing I notice when I'm out in public or I'm out and about and stuff. I'm just like, well, let me, you know, obviously, when I'm out and about, I think about everything. I obviously analyze the world around me. You know, I have my thoughts on things. Everybody has their thoughts on things. And, I mean, you've heard me say it countless amounts of times, but it's like, yeah, everyone is open to their own opinions and stuff. There's obviously factual opinions, and there's bullshit. There's real, and there's fake, and there's AKA truth. No pun intended, baby. But truth speech, yeah, obviously, like I said, this is why we're here. We discuss the truth. We discuss everything that's going on in the world. We discuss our feelings and thoughts about anything and everything, dude. You know, I like to provide a voice in an extended way, you know, like an extended way of thinking, you know what I mean? An extended way of thinking, a way to broaden your mind. I mean, to not think so simple, you know what I mean? So many people think so limited. They don't expand. They don't expand the full nature of their brain. Meaning, like, if you could access more of your brain, I mean, obviously, like, you've seen there's a couple of movies about that, but, like, if you could access more of your qualities, and it's possible. I'm not jumping in no stoner movie or something like that, or, you know, taking some wild mushrooms and thinking about it. No, I'm saying, like, as in people realizing their own qualities. It's so very important. It's something that people have yet to do. A lot of people. Some are barely appreciating them. Some are barely noticing them. Some don't see them. Some are in a depressed state, or some are fucked up so bad that they're not able to see and appreciate them. Some don't give a fuck. Some have an ego. And some are just some savage ass motherfuckers, but don't need to say anything about it. you know, your qualities. That's what makes you a person. Not your looks, not your eyelashes, not anything, not your OnlyFans page. But you are all sluts, if you think that. I'm just kidding. Now, I mean, in a way, like, yeah, so looks isn't the first thing when it comes to someone's attractiveness. Their qualities, like I said, how they treat you, everybody. That's some A1 shit right there. You know what I mean? So it's definitely important to continue to focus and remain on task when it comes to the things you want. Remember the things you want. Try to keep a list of goals. And in a way, like, what am I trying to write? The to-do list for the success for everybody? No, I'm just generalizing the ideas. I'm spreading the ideas. I'm giving the ideas to people. Because why not? The people is what's going to keep world alive. The people are what represent us. What is your opinion of the people? What is your opinion? Think about it. Everyone just sit down, close your eyes, think about it. I mean, I could generally say that I've had a fucking idea of the people for a long time. It's been fueled by hatred. It's been fueled by upset. What's it called? Upset. No, I don't know how the fuck to say the word. You know, it's been like feelings that have caused you to be upset, or reasons, things that have occurred. Personal decisions, real life decisions, what's going on in the world. I mean, it just depends on what gets you upset. I know, and there's always going to be a goddamn fucking way and reason to say this and use this as a piece of knowledge that will be relevant in every single episode. Your reactions, ladies and gentlemen, quote unquote, your reactions to everything. If you're sitting getting mad about every little fucking thing that goes on, let alone this color of the sky. Dude, you know you could die faster by just not focusing on the things you need to focus on and just, just complaining about every little thing. Sometimes it's not worth it. Is it? Well, sometimes, I mean, in my case, it's never worth it. You know, I wake up in the fucking morning. Hold on, let's do it. Take three. Hold on. Let's try again. I wake up in the motherfucking morning, and I like to think that I'm going to have a new day, a great day. I mean, I like to think, and I do think. Let's rephrase that since we had the chance. I do think I'm going to have a great day every fucking day that I wake up. I preview the day. You know, obviously, if there's things that are bothering you, you kind of think about those. But then again, if there's things that are bothering you, you probably will stay the fuck up or something through the whole night. That's not our case today, ladies and gentlemen. That's not why we made our return today on a Saturday. And if anybody asked me, like, if I have a designated day that I do the show, I could not give you a straight answer. I'll probably say whenever the fuck I want. Just kidding. But what was the official last day that we did this? Let's check it out. Let's check it out, baby. All right, so the last episode was in April, I believe. So April 18th. Damn, so April 18th, it's been a while since we have been back, ladies and gentlemen. Exactly a month. We've returned exactly a fucking month back today. Can you believe that? That's some impressive shit. And we're putting together a super episode for you guys. Like I said, mind you, there's 40 minutes plus on top of what we're already putting on here together. It's the essential of episode 507 and 508 together in one room. That can be nice, two ladies in one room or something. I'm just kidding, I'm joking, Joe. Like two people in one room. You know, it takes two to tango, you know what I mean? I didn't mean that in any specific way. I'm just like, it just does take two to tango. You know what I mean? So, what the hell is that bullshit? Am I just stoned or am I just seeing things? I think I'm just stoned. Who isn't stoned? It's 6 a.m., ladies and gentlemen. So, yeah, this isn't the 3 a.m. podcast. It's so, a lot of people I know of and just have told me in general, wake and bake is a legitimate thing. I mean, for me, honestly, I think like if I wake straight up or something after a long night or some shit, there's more times than anything, actually, to be very honest, where I gotta wake the fuck up first before I do anything. You know, it's like a long ass debate, a long ass freaking topic of discussion. Or you're just like, dude, would you rather work at night or during the day? And I'm just like, dude, I'd rather work at night. You know, I've done it all. I've worked at night, during the day, and during the middle of the fucking day. I want to be fully coherent. I want to be fully awake. I want to be fully aware before doing anything. That's gonna obviously not just make me money, but anything and everything that's important. Obviously, you want to do it with a clear head. I mean, obviously, it's not 100%. By the way, hold the fuck up. I forgot to mention that I'm rocking the hot Takis, the Takis hot chili lime sweater here. Courtesy of one myself, baby. I'm rocking here on this, the return to the Truth Speech podcast a month later exactly. I'm rocking the Takis sweater. If we keep talking, no pun intended, we're gonna lose our spot. Where the fuck were we at before that? Fuck, I did forget. What? That's the nature of the show. Like I said, so far we have 70 minutes of the show, so we'll have 70 minutes of this podcast probably. This will be one hell of a show, one way to fucking turn it right up. First ever show on Spotify, music, or excuse me, not Spotify, Amazon Music. First ever show with the platform RSS. So stoned that we forgot that. I was like, do I remember how the fuck to publish on RSS? It'll be the first time and not the last. As I said, we did do that one. We did use Spotify for podcasters for about 7 years, so I mean, this is gonna be something new. Obviously, we have a new intro song, a replacement intro song, whatever it is, however you word the fucking shit, and it will make for a great news. What else we got here on this episode of True Speech? Did you guys have a good Friday night? Get fucked up? I don't know. It's been a while since I get fucked up. I mainly just get faded, I think. What do they call faded? I sound like the whitest black guy when I say that. I'm faded, yo. Yo, nigga, I'm faded. Well, isn't that like, that's like a combination of isn't it like when you smoke and drink or something? But I'm not drinking. The only thing I'm drinking, my mouth is dry. The only thing I want to be sipping on is some water right now. Quick commercial break. We're gonna get some water real quick. Is there any motherfucking music to play while we do this? Ladies and gentlemen, Truth Speech will be back in a swish. So believe it or not, we're back, right? Ladies and gentlemen, we're back from our commercial break. Believe it or not, I had two pieces of pizza and some water in the midst during the break and stuff, so that's fine. It was funny, but it's good. It's great. It's phenomenal. It's good to be back, generally. I apologize to all from holding you guys back from the amazing, most amazing podcast, obviously. Shout out to everybody that does support me and everything. It's time to get everybody back on the train. Because what happens when we're inconsistent? We lose traction and traffic for our show, and we don't want that, ladies and gentlemen. We want to be as efficient as possible. We want to make it as efficient as possible for you guys, and that is what we will do. And to remind you guys, all right? To remind all of my amazing people, all the truth speechers. That's what I call you guys, all the truth speechers, all the real, realest motherfuckers are out there. Shout out to you guys, by the way. So, we have about 40 plus minutes of extra podcast content following this episode. So, it's all included in this episode, but these won't be the same dates, so I don't want you to get confused. One of them sound like, oh, I'm so sleepy or some shit. And then other one will sound like this one. There's one of them, I think, where I was at a separate location or something. And I was pretty zooted, man. I was pretty fucked up. I was really buzzed, honestly, during that time. It's not during this show, that's for sure. But yeah, I was really buzzed. So, I mean, bear with me. I'm just kidding. No, it was a good time. It was a live edition of True Speech and stuff like that. But I had never posted it. I just had the footage, all the archives. And here we are. We put it together as one today on the show. So, without further ado, that is our show. Well, this is our, that is our show, quote unquote, for this part. I mean, that concludes this part of the show. And obviously, like I said, I love you guys. Appreciate y'all. One more time. It is May 18th, 2024. My name is Gabriel Hernandez. This is True Speech with the King. Get ready. Part two, listener discretion is advised. I fucking forgot to say that at the beginning of the show, so I don't give a fuck, though. Listen, you clicked, you listen, you get to enjoy, you get to embrace, you get to endure the truth. Enjoy the intro song, too, by the way, guys. Really, really fucking hope you guys enjoy that. Like I said, hope you guys had a great week. It's the weekend now. It's Saturday. Wake your asses up and watch some cartoons. No, never mind. They support pedophilia. More than likely, Nickelodeon, all those little fucking weirdo Hollywood, Pedalwood, all that fucking weird shit, man. And more on that. We have a lot. We've been doing a lot of that, paying attention to a lot of that crazy shit that's going on, and a lot of stuff that's been in the news. Francis Key Scott Bridge and shit. Everything like that, man. Dude, everything fucking crazy going on. But we have more of that, dude. We have everything, anything, everything that's going on. I think for damn sure, I can't wait to go back and listen to this one. You guys are having fun listening to all three parts of the show. So, without further ado, like I said, it has been an honor. Sorry for the delay. Podcast jail no longer. However, I have 6 fucking days left until I can regain access to my Twitter account. My personal one. I mean, I can go on there. It's in read-only mode. Read-only mode is when you can only read. You can't, like, retweet or follow. I think you only DM. You can only read and DM, if I'm not mistaken. I'll try to work on the hate speech while we're gone. I'm just kidding. We will not take a fat ass break like that again, ladies and gentlemen. So, what a fucking way to return back. We're back. And subscribe, like, share, rate, review now. We're on RSS.com. Our host. Our RSS feed and all that, and exclusively on Spotify Music. Fuck you, Spotify Music. Just kidding. Let's edit that last part out. Apple Podcasts. We're available on Spotify Podcasts. We're on Amazon Music. I keep saying it, dude. We're so stoned, but Amazon Music. Okay, like, share, rate, review. We're out of this bitch. Part two. Incoming. And part two is underway, folks. Part two follows part one. I mean, we tried 3 different things that sounded good here. Right? Part two coming up right in 3, 2, and boom. So, to start this shit off, absolutely hot. Am I the only motherfucker in the world that doesn't know what the fuck's going on between Justin Bieber, his wife Hailey Bieber, and one said Selena Gomez? Like, I know who these motherfuckers are. The least one I probably know about is Hailey. I know they have some beef and stuff, but I don't get what the whole fucking beef is. I don't get what the attention is on it. I don't get why it's getting so much publicity. So, okay, I'm fucking looking at this shit pop up on my feed quite substantially, quite often. And I'm thinking, what the fuck is the reason this is consistently popping up on my feed. Don't make me delete any of these little pussy-ass apps. I mean, dude, I thrive for information online, and, you know, I simultaneously use all the different apps. I've talked about it. I've posted it and made it available for people to follow it, too, because I feel like you can get a large and wide variety of different types of information, different types of people, different kind of followings. And as I was just explaining to a guy earlier, dude, you can follow someone on, let's say, Instagram, for example, and then know someone from the podcast, and or know someone from the podcast. You could follow them on Instagram, and then all of a sudden you link that together and you see that they have a fucking podcast, and then boom, you got yourself a new fan there. So I don't get what the fuck's going on. I mean, nor literally at the bottom of my heart and at the top of my mind, dude, I don't give a fuck. I'm just like, dude, holy shit, what gets the news' attention and what doesn't? The things that are right aren't right. The people that aren't supposed to get hurt get hurt. The way the world is fucked. It's ass fucked. It's fucked. The world is badly fucked by people. I mean, the world considering and thinking and depending on whichever fucking ass way you look at it. You know, I've said this substantial amount of times here on the show. Your fucking approach is everything. It always will be. Your approach, the way you look at things, the way you observe things, the way you decide to take the information in, that's something you can't hide from. Oh my God, can you believe it? Dude, you hear that fucking train in the background? Hey, go to fucking hell, you son of a bitch! I'm just literally thinking for 5 seconds when I swore at the top of my lungs here, live on the show, live on episode 507, live on motherfucking True Speech. We didn't even get into an intro. That's how damn bad we wanted to hop back up on this bitch, dude. It's been forever. God damn, I have fucked you all in your asses. Every one of you motherfuckers, listen, I've ass-fucked you bad. As a host, as a human being, as an Instagrammer, a Twitter tweeter. Hey, by the way, fuck you if you say X. I don't want to sound and seem like I'm promoting a porno. X.com/GBTKingOfficial. No, I prefer Twitter. Damn right. And I am betting 9 times out of 10, you type in Twitter.com/GTKingOfficial, my shit will pop up on the account. The algorithm, the website, the way it's set up, guaranteed. Let's try this shit right now. Let's try this fucking shit right now. Nobody try to call me right now. I will smack all of you guys. Dude, we got the iPad synced up and we got the phone synced up. Dude, I'm so stoned. Did I mention I smoked a fuck ton before we get back, before returning? You ever sit and think maybe the reason that I don't podcast as often or haven't lately is because we got too stoned, maybe? What the fuck were we going to listen to? Or what the fuck were we going to Google right now? Fucking cock-sucking motherfucking whore slut cunts. Fuck all you guys. I'm just joking. But did we mention, by the way, we forgot to mention, and I forgot to state this at the very beginning of the show, two things. Listener discretion is advised. And number two, don't be gentle. Don't be soft. Well, we have a lot planned for this episode, ladies and gentlemen. We have a lot of ground to cover. We have a lot of fucking things left. Here's one of the goddamn topics, but I don't know specifically what I was going to look up. So, how about that motherfucking same day delivery, though? Y'all niggas know what I'm talking about. I sound so white when I say that. This shit's so funny. I say it sometimes, depending on, like, the slang. And, you know, there's a lot of songs that I listen to with specific vulgar in their language and explicit content, rated M for mature. You remember when we tried to get our parents to buy us that rated R movie? Was it harder to play rated M games or harder to watch a rated R movie because they had a lot of tits everywhere? By all the way, I was going to say, I got so excited for 5 seconds just right now to, like, I don't even know how to say this properly because I like to live and I like to be alive, But we've been loosey-goosey all day motherfucking long, dude. I had the aspirations, for you stupid fucks that don't know what aspirations is, I had plans. I had an idea. It was a very realistic idea, because I have this motherfucking shit in the fridge waiting to be drunk. But I was going to make a cocktail made out of Big Sips. Remember, we talked about Big Sip. It's like the juice box. It's like a wine / alcohol. And it gets you pretty fucking fucked up. 14%. 16%, if I'm not mistaken. Was the Big Sips is that other fucking one that's a smaller box. And it's fucking stronger, dude. Good God. I want to go back to what the hell we were really talking about. Okay, so in life, ladies and gentlemen, you got to take risks. You got to pull feathers. You got to smack some people across their little gentle faces. And you got to, most importantly, at the top of all this bullshit, on some serious notes, on in real life, there's me being 100%, 150% serious. Don't ever, and I repeat, don't ever fucking let the truth be suppressed. Don't let it ever be suppressed. Don't let anybody lie to you. Don't let anyone try to censor your content. Don't let anybody try to censor you or block your voice. That their insecurities are so damn strong. Like I said, a lot of stuff that goes on in life, a lot of people, a lot of people's energies. Like, I really go off of that. When I talk about energies, I'm just thinking like, dude, like, so many people's vibes, and you could tell, say so-and-so, if so-and-so's in a bad mood, you're just like, oh, I feel it in the air. And I'm not just saying it notoriously, I'm not just saying it to hear myself. I could just tell by body language, I could tell by how well I know the person, and if you're around someone for so long, and they make it obvious, man, of course you're going to pick up something not normal or abnormal about them, and it's going to be of concern to you. Some bitches make it difficult. Some people are devils, complete bitches, when they don't get their way or when they are put in that specific situation. Okay, so balls to the wall. First and foremost, before we get to this next part that I'm going to probably get ran over or smacked in the face by Julie for a specific comment, this specific, I want to talk about something I said earlier. Not inappropriate, it's just something you get smacked in the face for by your woman for. But, ladies and gentlemen, what the fuck? What the goddamn son of a bitch fuck? Oh my God. Holy shit, is this real? Are we dreaming? Are we goddamn dreaming? Not to mention, since we've been gone, not to mention, like, there's two other things that we could be more than goddamn excited about and absolutely fucking excited to be able to mention something that history making and literally legacy defining, some deep fucking shit, some awesome good things to come here. But this is episode, ladies and gentlemen. God, I am so damn excited to talk about it. I can barely contain myself. My dick's getting so hard right now. Oh my God. Fucking bend over. First person who walks in this house is getting fucked in the ass. No homo. Just kidding. But first things first. You haven't been back since April 18th. So it's been a little bit under a month. So it's been a little bit under a month. So about maybe 6 days or so. Maybe 6 days shy of a fucking month. Did I ever mention that we had a such thing as a podcast show? But how about fuck you, motherfucker, and your goddamn podcast show? That ain't a thing. I could come back and come on your backs and come and do a show and return. But realistically, logically, you want more traction. You want more people to get to know you. They want to get to know that side, get to know your personality outside of work or outside of school or outside that specific field. And that's, you know, in a way, increasing your well-known talents and skills and making and spreading your brand throughout, not just within people or people you meet physically in person, but you can spread that shit online. That's why people with so big social media followings and people with podcasts and, you know, overall just people that speak well and all that, that shit is absolutely amazing. That everyone's so different. Get fucking ready for this, because we keep jumping in and we keep jumping out, but we got so much to talk about, so much to break down. We may even call motherfucking Julie here, but I got to warn her that we're going to be on the show for a little bit, okay? So, this is True Speech, baby! We're back. It's episode 507. God fucking damn it. On a Sunday, I'm going to hell for sure. Sunday, May 12th, ladies and gentlemen. It is the month of May. Our first ever show, ladies and gentlemen, breaking news at the top. Since departing from the Spotify for Podcast studio. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, we departed. We retraced, we retracted, and we, you know, we revamped at returning RSS.com. Pretty much our website's the same, but it's the same exact show, ladies and gentlemen. Same exact show, same every single episode, and easily accessed. We transferred our RSS feed. So meaning, like, your whole podcast library, it's accounted for. Everything's accounted for. And everyone's just going to have to follow a different link. Or if you are already subscribed to the specific show, if you were to unsubscribe, I'm pretty sure, damn sure, that you wouldn't be able to resubscribe unless it was a different link. So we've changed the whole podcast studio and everything. The first time in about 7+ years that we have not used the simultaneous same publishing studio, like the part you put it through when you're publishing and stuff. It's different. It's a first time. It's the first podcast ever. And get ready for this. The first time that we are available on Amazon Music, our newest provider, one of the most popular, I am absolutely stoked for it, dude. Let's give Julie a call. Don't keep her waiting. I know she tried to phone in 2 different times right now and I declined it. That's a good way to get slapped, let alone the comment, the specific topic I want to mention. She's going to be live here, ladies and gentlemen, so I don't know what the fuck I'm going to say or how I'm going to say it. And breaking news, we end up not even doing any of the fucking things that we said. Like, when we have notes, we don't even go by them. Like, ladies and gentlemen, just get ready for one hell of an episode. One hell of a way to return. One hell of a way to set an example. One hell of a way to boost the ego. Because I'm like, dude, holy shit. You know, the many shows that we've taken breaks in between, like, dude, commercial breaks stem from like 10 minutes, 10 seconds to like an hour or so or more. You know, there's been times where I've done the show where I've done it half and half. Like, I'll do one part of it earlier, and later on in the fucking day, I'll do it later. I'll do the other part, the second half. I don't know how fucked it'll sound if you are standing right next to the freeway, but remember the episode that I don't remember the exact number for the episode, but I know for damn sure that we were the one. It was raining. I did it in Santa Monica and stuff. And just the mobile aspect of it. So the mobile aspect of it, you're thinking about. So I can bring my podcast in my pocket everywhere I go, essentially. So any fucking place I go, as long as there's Wi-Fi, as long as I'm able to charge my phone, as long as I'm in a rural place, as in AKA like a place where I can just have a voice. A place where there's not any loud little cunts in the background. Loud little cunts. Since we said the word fuck in like 30 seconds to start the show off. But this is a special edition, ladies and gentlemen. This is where we fuck some shit up. So, if anyone doesn't know, you do know now, ladies and motherfucking gentlemen. This is episode 507, part 2. You are listening and tuning in to True Speech, part 2. Because my fucking goodness, you guys should have been here last night, dude. Like, that's when the most wild shit happens. Like I am declaring it. Like, dude, there's a lot of times where I have some fucking conversations and shit with people that would make damn good podcasts. And I just need to put a little fucking recording, a video or recording audio underneath my fucking mouth. Or wear a microphone or some shit like that, dude. Sometimes I'll be having some really deep, insightful ass fucking conversations. But like I said, ladies and gentlemen, thank God we are not a video-based podcast. So I don't know if you see my rants on Twitter. Yeah, I say Twitter. Fuck you if you say X. X, what are you going to promote, porn? Fucking faggots. No, so I was on Twitter, right? You guys see my rants. You guys see my rants the other day? I was complaining about a lot. I wasn't complaining about a lot. I was simply stating my rightful opinion, which is something that everyone should be able to do. Everyone has a God-given right. It's not illegal to, It's not illegal to have, warrant free speech. Having free speech is a necessity. Because a lot of people are hiding. I mean, you got everyone, all these the top corporations, all these top dollar people in the media in general, which is controlled by someone. Everyone has a boss, in a way. So, everyone's controlling everyone. There's always someone on top of everyone else and stuff. And it makes it to where there's no single person in charge. I mean, do you guys know? Did you guys know that a majority of our top tier companies and organizations and just a lot of things that are owned in the United States by a lot of popular companies by demand are owned by Jewish people? And dude, Jews got the worst taste of life early on. I mean, say racism is still very much alive. I mean, like I said, the world is so populated with so many different types of people. Dude, there's not even categories. I mean, people have all these little limits, the little categories, the little groups. I mean, dude, I could literally create my own religion. So what the fuck? We can create our own religions. So why is it people can create their own religions and it's deemed necessary? If we object to it, that means that we are something fuckophobic. It doesn't mean I don't have to like any fucking thing that anyone pledges towards me. I don't have to like anything. I don't have to support anything. I don't have to like you. I can tell you to go to hell and fuck off, and that could be my vocabulary. I mean, it doesn't mean it. I don't mean it in a mean way. I've told people to fuck off and have a great damn day in a lot of ways, and I don't necessarily mean it in a bad way. I'm not the type of person to ever fuck with people like that. You know what I mean? I don't like to have my time wasted. So why the fuck would I waste anyone else's time? You know what I mean? Karma is a bitch and it is not have a limit on it. Karma will come and fuck you right in your ass, ladies and gentlemen. Can you believe that? Can you hear the cars in the background? It sounds like as if I was gonna go jump off a cliff. Like, imagine death, right? Imagine death. This is a post Mother's Day, right? We didn't end up saying what we were gonna say earlier. Dude, we literally cut it off right beforehand. I'm thinking these 3 a.m. podcasts and whatever the fuck you call them, dude, these are not hidden properly. Cause my ass gets exhausted before I'm even ready to. I mean, dude, by the time I'm ready to go, I'm beyond tired, not feeling myself, or just something's wrong. But then again, I don't like just because I have my room and stuff, and like my specific room where I do the shows and stuff, and there was no one home yesterday. So I did the first half of True Speech, this recent episode, the first half of this part. Now, am I going to tell you guys where it's separated? Fuck no. You guys are going to see it on your own and experience it on your own. This is a first edition. This is a first episode, dude. How are we not going to have a home base? How are we not going to have a fun, relatable experience for the very first episode, ladies and gentlemen? Not published with the Spotify for Podcasters publishing studio. It's a mobile app. So you have iPhone, Android, fuck phone, Google phone. I don't give a fuck. Dick phone, whatever the hell it is. Since there's so many categories, man, they have so many fucking phones, man. You ever see on Amazon, like, all these little fucking fake-ass generic versions and shit like that? I think the cheapest I ever paid for a phone was $50, $55, $60. Only because I kept smashing them and stuff like that. Did I ever, I don't think I ever mentioned there was like a one damn time where I was pissed the fuck off, man. Let me tell you, I was pissed the fuck off. I was probably drunk or something like that. Seems to be the case when I do a lot and make a lot of my worst decisions. Dude, I was pissed the fuck off, and I guess in some damn way or some damn place, I snapped out of all the time. I probably smashed probably about 15, 20 phones. But so I snapped this phone in half, right? I'm pissed off. I'm arguing with Julie. I'm probably very likely arguing with Julie. It wasn't too long ago, but I know that. Dude, the experience was fucking wild, bro. So I snapped this phone in half, bro. I snap it in half. This shit starts, it explodes like a bomb. No fire. Just fumes, bro. Fumes, and just a bunch of battery. The battery. I snapped the battery right in the center, dude. And it was one of those processes, meaning like, dude, you're thinking in your head, what the fuck just happened? I'm looking at what the fuck happened. I'm thinking in my head, what the hell just happened? I'm thinking, why the fuck did I do this? I'm thinking, how the hell I could have avoided this bullshit? And what the fuck I'm going to do for next time? You know what I mean? I don't give a fuck, man. If I get upset for a reason, there is a reason. You know what I mean? But, ladies and gentlemen, I think we should get to the sweet parts. The sweeter parts of this show. We got to get back on the consistency, man. Because this is my show. I can do whatever the hell and fuck I want. I can do whatever the fuck I want. I can say whatever the fuck I want and all that. And I don't give a fuck what anyone says or does or thinks. If it's not paying my bills, if it's not giving me notoriety, go fuck yourself. That's how we are. You got to be mean. I think if you're mean... And not necessarily like say you're not just a complete asshole like that. Like, hey, I care about people, but I'm not afraid to tell someone to go fuck off or something like that if it's necessary. You know what I mean? It just depends on, oh my God, damn. One of the best parts about the podcast and what about the best parts about non-censorship. I mean, like, there's a lot of things that... we say here, there's a lot of things that we do here on the show, and dude, I don't know if it's just like, it's not the notoriety or the lack of notoriety, dude, because there's people that listen to different shows everywhere, and your lack of preparation, your lack of your lack of structure in a lot of ways, dude, that is proved time in and time again, it is proved, you know, the reason behind a lot of things. So it's like, dude, my shitty ass performances, my shitty ass preparation, just point blank, if you're going to be preparing like that, let alone with anything, especially like what I have, this next thing I have to say about a recap of Mother's Day yesterday in the fucking supermarket earlier. Dude, if you're going to do things late, point blank, if you're on time, you barely just, you know, you get to work and you got 1 minute left before your gay ass has to clock in, you're late. If you're on time, you're late. You know, ideally, you think like, dude, why the fuck would you get there 5 minutes before or something like that? I mean, that's just my opinion, though. But I'm thinking like, dude, in my head, I could think, dude, I want to be somewhere, especially if I have to be at like a work, let alone like a 9 to 5. It's like, I used to do customer service up the ass, man, especially when I worked at Taco Bell, dude. Let me tell you, dude, Taco Bell customers are high little rats. They're freaking stoned to the very fucking top of the heap. Like, I've had people give me weed through the drive-thru. I've had people give me like weed and stizzy form, like a stizzy hit. Dude, I've had people hand me Mike's hard lemonades through the drive-thru. Dude, some shit is wild, though. The world is a wild place. No single person is the same. No person, no individual is anything enough to where they can say that they're different or anything. You know what I mean? Like, if you think you're different, Are you thinking you don't fit in, or you think that no one thinks the way you think? Dude, that shit's impossible. It's logically impossible in more ways than one, because like, you know how we were making fun of it and we were talking about it earlier, the separation and stuff. So many people are separated. So many people want to categorize themselves. So many people are so hard at whatever it is, identifying as this X, Y, Z, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Yeah, everyone wants to. I am a motherfucking human. I'm just a person. I'm a human being. I'm a person. A human being. And all these people have all these new names. Like, I'm not unaware of all the weird bullshit that happens and all the different what's the word I'm looking for? Atrocity? No. So some of the biggest problems in the United States aren't even the problems that are discussed. Like, dude, the things that are important aren't important to these fuck faces. Like, dude, not to mention, like, on top of that, as we said before, dude, the one point I want to make, since we've been gone for a while, since we've returned, since we've made the return, since we've broken the show down into two parts for this special edition, dude, how about California's goddamn alcohol laws? Is it just California? I mean, I know some people have a little snippy input comments and stuff like that, and well, my state does it this way, or my town, or my bar, whatever it is. Like, so point blank is, I was tripping the other day, right? I wasn't really tripping. I was just very stunned. I was thinking about it. I tell people a lot. Hold on, let me take a sip of this shit real quick. Like, I'll tell people about shit. I'll explain shit, and I'll try to like explain it in the best form. I'm not basic, so if they don't get it one fucking way and they're teachable, then I'm gonna try to explain it in a different way. If you don't want to understand it that way, then you're the dumbass, right? Because I can tell when someone's a dumb fuck. You can tell someone wants to learn. You can tell someone wants and is willing to learn and willing to what's up, how you doing, did you fix that rattle in your car, baby? I don't know, dude, I need to stop wearing so much attractive clothing. I'm not trying to wear clothing, attractive clothing. It's not attractive clothing. It's just, it generates attention not trying to generate. I do it without trying to do it. You know what I mean? So like, I'll wear something like something that I think is cool or something, and then just some shit that people don't do in general, like the scooter, the new one, the one I used my tax refund for. That shit, bro. That shit hits a lot of attention in a lot of ways, man. Let alone the Hot Cheetos sweater, dude. It's kind of overwhelming in some ways, dude. Sometimes I'm not all about having people, what's it called, looking at me or talking. I'm like, sometimes I'm just like, dude, what the fuck are you looking at, man? Nothing's worse than people, what? I mean, they're acting like I have the magic stick over here. I guess my presence in a lot of ways, like, dude, my presence in a lot of ways really, it really shuns people in a way. It really forcibly moves people in a lot of ways. Mind you, ladies and gentlemen. So we're at 16 minutes here on this edition of True Speech, part two. Part two, as I said, ladies and gentlemen, part two of True Speech. True Speech, like I said, is available now, as we said, on Amazon Music. I mean, I know that there was that stretch when we used Spotify, the podcast for podcasters on Twitter, but using the little Spotify for podcasters studio, it made it to where it was available on pretty much every single modern day platform that there is. So it was available for the longest time. It still is. But 8+ years ago, probably like when I first started, dude, I was lucky for it to be on iTunes. I mean, just the idea of myself writing articles in blogs and stuff like that. Dude, I was just trying to meet with, I was just trying to be able to meet, just trying to connect with people. I never knew that it was going to turn into everything that it has. I mean, dude, it's still, the sky is a limit, man. That's the thing. The sky is a limit. I could talk forever. You guys are in for a real, wild ass episode, because we have some more shit coming up, though. Like, guaranteed. We're guaranteed. So, let's not waste any fucking time, though. You guys got to give me all the follows, though. You can do the Instagram, you do any of them, but ideally, like, I was just telling someone the other day, for it was a coworker or something, asked me, like, should I mentioned something about, like, Instagram or something, and he asked if I should if he should download Instagram. I'm like, no, there's sluts on there. I mean, you're not missing too much, man. There's sluts, idiotic people in the comment sections, and fuck faces that, I mean, pretty much his point, like, is you'd be perfectly fine if you didn't have that. So dude, I should do a talk show then, especially if it generates that much people, attention and stuff like that. I mean, I was just talking about the late night, early morning shows. Dude, I shouldn't probably mention the times that I do that anymore, because you think, like, dude, whenever the fuck they want to tune in and listen, God, you can go ahead and do whatever you need to do. Tune in, listen. Speaking of that, I gotta watch the roast of Tom Brady, because oh my fucking goodness, that's, oh man, when I was half-assed asleep and shit like that, I was like, dude, I want to go to sleep, but at the same time, I was hearing some of that shit and I was just laughing, dude. Some of that shit was hella funny, dude. I was just like, Jesus Christ, that's just so funny. But we gotta break some barriers here, okay? So there was a very, 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 very controversial comment. All right, I don't want to put my face completely up to the microphone, but so there was a very, 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 very controversial comment. Probably something, I don't care if anybody gets mad. I don't care if no one likes me. I don't give a fuck. I wasn't here to be liked. I like myself, that's all that matters. If I didn't like myself, then yeah, I'd jump off a bridge, but I don't give a fuck. So what I'm gonna say is, you little faggots better not get offended, because when we have people getting censored and silenced and shadow banned for no reason, when they're stating facts, that's the problem. But everything that, like we were just mentioning earlier, everything that shouldn't be talked about is being talked about. Everything that doesn't matter is being considered, and everything that should matter, do you give a fuck about your children? Do you give a fuck about anything? Children's safety is a top priority. Like, kids and all that, I mean, dude, the United States and their sick ways, let alone not just the United States, it's everywhere. I mean, there's not one single perfect fucking country. They're all a bunch of weird fucking sickos. You can't silence the truth. That's the thing. You got all these people trying to be right, or quote unquote act like they're right, or act like anyone gives a shit about their opinion. If I'm not wrong, I don't give a fuck if I'm wrong. If people think I'm wrong, then I'm wrong. At the end of the day, I'm going to look back at it. I'm going to look at myself in the mirror, and I'm going to think, yeah, dude, I told the truth. I said what was needed to be said. Those people took it offensively. They're overweight and fat and use EBT cards or something. Dude, I don't give a fuck. I don't judge people like that, but every fucking time there's someone that's on some horse shit or some fool of shit, like someone, just let alone the person, the last person to agitate you, or someone that acts like a Karen or something when you're out and about, just, dude, I don't put myself in positions where I get fucked over by people. I do the fucking over. I do the fucking. No one fucks me. I do the fucking. But, okay, so we're going to jump into what we just said about it. So, you know, when we started, right? When we started, we said Happy Mother's Day, right? A Happy Mother's Day to all the attractive single mothers. I got bitched at for a brief second when I said that earlier, because a specific individual motherfucker, I don't even say it right, I gotta say it like a non-white guy. So pretty much I got called for saying, why did I say the Happy Mother's Day only to the single attractive mothers? Single attractive mothers, okay? Single attractive mothers. I'm going to get ran over, I know. But I was making a joke, because life's all about jokes. People take shit up the ass too bad, and they need... I mean, dude, everyone's on TikTok nowadays. Kids are on TikToks. Kids know about every little thing adults do, dude. The world is a really fucked off place, and things just aren't the way that they seem. Things are progressing, and, you know, technology is advancing. People are getting stupider. People are dumber. People are staying the same. They're perfectly fine with being the same. We're perfectly all fine with being the same. I don't consider myself a part of the were society or the were. I mean, I like to feel like I am advancing every day. I like to feel like I like to feel like I'm working 1% better every day, because you can't put putting those outlandish pressures on yourself. You know what I mean? It's the worst thing ever to try to like drink and stuff and whatnot, try to do this shit at the same time. But okay, so it was Mother's Day, right? Point blank, we're gonna stop going back and forth. It was busy as hell in that store. So as we talked about, like, I've gone to Save Mart, and I'll routinely go to Save Mart in the morning sometimes after work. They had some bomb ass it's a supermarket, for goddamn sake, dude. Like the other day, I got these two frozen pizzas, bomb as fuck, by the way. But if I ever get DoorDash or something like that, for example, like, I'll get Little Caesars. Little Caesars is a shit, man, especially if you got the munchies and whatnot. Like, I think overall, for the price that it is, I'd say it's a good investment, but those people are dumbasses in person. They're fucking stupid in person, man. But I'll order it from DoorDash knowing that it's coming from that exact store. I don't give a fuck, because I know on DoorDash, those little fuck faces, the little, like, 15, 16, 17-year-old, 18-year-old, I don't know what the fucking age threshold is, but, dude, those little fucking kids, they actually do take the DoorDashes seriously. Like, when I was in Taco Bell and stuff, dude, we took the DoorDashes seriously. We said fuck you to the people that were actually there in person, because a lot of them were dipshits anyways, though, you know what I mean?